Well, I'm going to go ahead and jump right into it. Truth be told, we're using some new equipment and I made an error. And so our first recording, which was great, you don't get to hear it. It's out in the ether somewhere.
No one ever will.
Anytime it's, Justin and I make equipment changes,
it is dissipated and vanished like a mist.
I mean, I was on there, just Justin. Justin wasn't on there. Oh, Lord, have mercy. But hey, guys, I want to start, first of all, by just saying thanks. It's your guys' support that allows us to have the funds to do interviews with Chris and Babylon B and the Pactum. And it's just been great. Before we get into that, I just want to tell you that I got the opportunity to talk to several Westminster students who said that they are at Westminster because of Theocast and the influence they had on them. And that was just so encouraging to me because, you know, obviously Justin and I get behind the mics and we talk, but that's not what gets it out there. Us talking behind microphones can't get it out there. We have to have a team and support team. And I know a lot of times nonprofits say things like this, but it's true. I don't have the money. My church doesn't have the money. Neither does Justin to pull this kind of stuff off. Yeah. And so it's been great. So encouraged to hear that there are more gospel preachers being trained and that they are going to go out and proclaim the same message that they got excited about hearing from us. So just wanted to start there. But hey, man, let's talk about the trip because it was really refreshing just for me and exhausting. It was spiritually refreshing and physically draining.
All of those things.
Right.
To a very high degree.
Right.
Yeah, I felt my age more in this trip than I have in any trip I've taken. In my life, I feel like I just turned 40 and I'm not like a big numbers age guy. But I was like, man, this time change, I think part of it was I got up at effectively 1 a.m. Pacific time on Thursday morning, flew out there, and then we were up all day. And I think it was just downhill from there in terms of like my physical stamina, though had a great time, like you, encouraged in the faith and really encouraged by people we met. It was great to meet a number of you who made great efforts even to travel to Westminster Theological Seminary for the conference, or even some of you specifically for the Friday evening event that we did with the Pactum and NoCo Radio and Heidelcast. So thank you to everyone who came up and said hello. Wonderful to put your face with your social media profile. And even though we kind of felt like we knew you already, we really know you now. So
I definitely took a couple double takes. I was like, wait, I know you. I know who you are.
You look familiar to me.
Exactly.
And all right. So that was cool. But yeah, great trip, man. I mean, we hit it running. I mean, we got there Thursday afternoon and got some food and got some essential items and hung out for a little bit. But then Friday morning early, I mean, it started. We drove up to LA that morning to do the Babylon Bee thing. And that was a great hang and a great time. Mm-hmm. Jarrett and Sam and obviously Dan who was the guy who initiated it all.
Yep.
He and they were very gracious hosts. We talked for a while before we even recorded, which I think affected the subject matter we ended up recording with them.
I agree.
Yeah. Because we had pitched an idea to them based on more of their normal fare, and we really didn't talk about revivalism at all. Right. I mean, maybe for like 5 minutes.
we referenced it.
We referenced it, but mainly they kept asking us questions about the law and the gospel and Jesus being the point of the Bible and assurance and peace with God and things like this. And so, And of course, we had to talk about The Chosen because we were at the Babylon.
Gotta have some clickbait. Anyway, they're the ones who brought it up. So every subject we talked about,
they asked
the questions. So
we were there.
That was good. If you had a chance to listen to it, please do. It was, it was good. And one of the things we talked about before, I think I'll mention it again, Justin, is that sometimes we get criticized for some of the people that we partner with. Justin and I will always partner with people who won't muzzle us, who won't tell us what we can and cannot say.
Sure.
Because then at that point, it's kind of like, now listen, I'm okay if someone gets on here and be like, hey, you know, we're Presbyterian, you're Baptist, let's stay away from baptism or something like that. I'm like, that's totally fine. Or Lutheran.
Which is why we don't talk about it on here.
Yeah, that's fine. But they're like, oh, you know, don't use the word Jesus or gospel or sinner or something like that. And they're bringing me on to talk about our ministry. I'm like, well, I don't know if I can do that. You know, not rightly. So that was great about Babylon Bee. You know, sometimes what's interesting about their podcast is different from the rest of their YouTube channel and the rest of their website, which at first when they reached out to us and said, hey, we want to have you guys on, I was like, we can be funny, but we're not satirical.
Really not our shtick.
Yeah, we're not satirical. there's a lot of other satirical podcasts out there. We're not one of them. And it come to find out that in corresponding, when we first started corresponding with them and they asked us, they were like, oh no, we like to have like a mixture. And so they had R. Scott Clark on there. They had Alyssa Childers on there. Alyssa Childers? Can't remember her name now. Anyways, they've had some more serious conversations on there. So anyways, it was great. It was fun. Mm-hmm. Being able to meet those guys and we had some real serious conversations before we recorded about theology and life and big name guys and people they've had on their episodes, people they're about to have on there. Yeah. And, it was great, man. They're just genuine.
Yeah, they are.
Really, really, they love Christ, love the gospel. Mm-hmm. And they're just trying to use satire to kind of point out kind of the flaws in humanity and take it for what it is, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dan, just want to reiterate, I mean, Jared and Sam were excellent.
Yeah.
They asked good questions. They were a great hang. And Dan was just very gracious and kind in the things that he said to us and was very encouraging. Yeah. So shout out to Dan and Jared and Sam, you guys.
Let's talk a little bit about our Escondido trip.
Right. So we went back down from LA to Escondido, San Diego area, to the seminary. The conference was starting on Friday evening, but we had the pre-conference mashup event. And we were doing this with Pat Abendroth and Mike Grimes, who are the Pactum, Mike Abendroth, NoCo Radio, and R. Scott Clark, the Heidelcast. And I think we all, like low-key, were thinking, I don't know how this is going to go because there's a lot of big personalities around the microphone. And only one of us can really talk at a time. Are we all going to be able to meaningfully contribute? And shout out to Pat Abendroth for doing a great job of moderating the conversation. Yep. There was a lot of laughs. There was a lot of juice and energy in the room. And it was just really encouraging to me to participate in it. I was grateful. I was humbled. I was encouraged by what the other guys said.
Yeah.
And man, it was a good time. I felt like we could have gone on for a long time.
You could at least done 2 hours easy. Anyway. Yeah. Next time we'll have to. Yeah, we only had an hour. And so I think next time we'll have to get more time on there for sure. So.
And it definitely, I think even in the minds of some of those guys were like, man, there were people that actually came to see this. And it's like, yeah, maybe we can do more things like this down the road and get
the vibe in the room was great. It was, it was exciting. Obviously there was someone who drove from Arizona. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
Yeah. And so, really good time. So conference started that evening and, then went into the next day. We went to several of the sessions. They were encouraging. I was especially encouraged by Robert Godfrey's talk,
big time.
The crisis of faith and the hope of the new heavens and the new earth and the fact that Christ has us. I thought he was very pastoral in the way that he spoke. So that one was maybe a highlight for me. Mm-hmm. And of course, a lot of the value of going to conferences. And I say this even as we think about the possibility of having a Theocast conference one day, Lord willing.
Yeah.
One of the great values of conferences is not even the plenary addresses. It's the time to meet people and to deepen relationships. And we definitely did a lot of that.
We did. Got to meet a lot of you, which is great. Super thankful for that, for sure. Speaking of conferences, you alluded it, but there are some rumblings
out
there. There's rumblings out there. One of the issues that we're just running into is, you know, Theocast is growing, which is great. Our team, our staff is getting bigger, which is great. Everybody's part-time. We got everybody trying to do their best here and there. But to pull off a conference, you really do have to have a full-time team that'll do that. If it's going to be done right.
Correct. Which we don't want to do this halfway.
No.
We want to do it well. And so be patient with us, but we're hopeful and we have a lot of ideas on how we'd want to run one.
So it's coming for sure. So, and then just, you know, in general, we got to hear Michael Horton and it was great. Got to meet him afterwards. We've already met him before, but just talked to him a little bit about potentially having him on the podcast. So we're shooting around some ideas on what that could possibly be as far as having him on. So anyways, we're not going to.
Briefly too about R. Scott Clark.
I
didn't say this the first time we went around this, but Scott obviously he's an interesting guy. Bright guy, really punchy and snarky online, but the man is, and I mean this in a completely complimentary sense.
Oh, yeah.
The man is a teddy bear.
He is.
Like in person, he is so gracious and kind. He's
give
thoughtful.
You the shirt off his back.
He's considerate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so in spite of the fact that we have some disagreements mutually, right? Over maybe particularities of the covenant of grace and baptism and all this, Scott knows, and we know that we are of one mind on the law and the gospel. And a number of other things theologically. And that like-mindedness shone through in ways that were encouraging in my heart as well. Yeah. It's a really good time to talk with Scott and connect with him more personally. I can say that for myself.
Yeah.
Most time I've ever spent around him personally. So that was really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I've known Scott for 8 years now, 7 years, yeah. something like that. So, yeah, he's always been super, super genuine and yeah. it was fun. We went, so Scott goes to the, Chris Gordon's church.
Yeah.
And, it was great that we got to spend time with him in the office and he's just so, so kind. He even helped us with equipment issues that yeah, we were Scott having. Did. So he's
yeah. So after the conference on Saturday, really quickly, we ended up connecting with Chris Gordon and another URC pastor named Dan Borvin. Shout out to you, Dan. Great yeah. time with those guys. Had cigars and talked for hours about it was so all fun. Kinds of things doctrinally and culturally yeah. in the church and this and that. And that was really cool. And yeah, then, sure. of course, we're going to Escondido URC on the Lord's Day.
Right.
Sweet service. Receive Christ in the Word. Receive yep. Christ in the table. Had a number of people come up and say hey to us during our time there, which was strange and encouraging, you know, for people to recognize us and come say hey.
Yeah.
Humbled that the Lord would ever use you in these ways, you know.
And, yeah, for sure.
But everybody that said hey to us, they were very kind. And
very kind.
So thank you.
Got some great food recommendations. Thank now. You for that.
Yeah.
Totally. yeah.
Had lunch at Chris's house with
thank
him.
You, Mrs. and Gordon.
And Mark, fellow... another URC pastor.
Who was trying to recruit us into the URC.
Man, it was great.
Heavily.
We kept getting, I could say this here. I mean, yeah. we kept getting the comments from a number of people that are just kind of, their minds are blown that we're Baptists.
Yeah.
Because they're just like, you guys don't think like Baptists, you know, whatever. And it's like, yeah, because there just aren't many confessional Baptists out there.
We think like old school Baptists.
Yeah.
And, old school they're like, theology in the
people are,
world.
People are looking at these different guys that are meeting us through Chris Gordon are like, who are these guys? Like, did you know there were Baptists like this? And it was just funny. And we just kind of take it on the arm, you know, it's yeah. just keep plodding forward. So then we went back to Chris's office after lunch, went back over to the church building. Chris's study is incredible in terms of the aesthetic.
Yeah.
Built-in bookshelves, like basically on every wall. And not just that, but the dude has a first-rate collection
yeah.
of, for example, like two first editions of Calvin's Institutes,
mm-hmm.
first editions of John Owen's works, Ralph Erskine's sermons.
Stuff by Richard like, Sibbs.
All this, man. It's like
Baxter, which, you know, whatever, Baxter. Yeah.
We all yeah. agree on Baxter, but yeah. still.
It was cool to yeah, hold time. A first edition
yeah.
Calvin in your hand.
Yeah.
Not that we're worshiping it. It's just you don't get no, to hold books cool. that
historically.
Old.
Historically. Yeah.
First of all, I don't get to hold books that old, period. Period. Right. And then secondly, it's kind of cool because, you know, John Calvin's been a huge influence in my life. So it was just kind of sure. cool to see something so historically and theologically old. I yeah, thought that cool. was, that was pretty cool. So,
and our, yeah, history and Christianity, they go together, man. And so yeah. anyway, we talk more about that some other time, but the time with Chris was really fun. And yeah. obviously you've heard the first of three
yeah,
sections
we got
of this
three
conversation
episodes coming out of this.
Man, so. What a good dude. What a good hang.
Yeah.
And I feel like we were in some ways almost finishing one another's sentences, even though it was the first time we'd hung out together and recorded.
Yeah.
It just speaks to how much like-mindedness there is as yeah. a confessional Protestant.
Mm-hmm.
The Baptist piece, the URC Presbyterian piece. Yeah, there are things we could talk about there, but there is so much overlap. And that was encouraging.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, great. Thank you guys for listening. And obviously, we're going to have some more episodes coming out over the next few weeks. We've got some other stuff coming out, too. We're working on some education material for you. So stay tuned for that. That's all I got for you. Mm-hmm. So that's in the works. It's taking a lot of hard labor to get that done. And we got some other, it's just a lot of good stuff coming. Church Finder's out. So that's huge. I mean, we've been trying to get that done for so long. But yeah, go there and check it out. If you know of some good churches, submit them, put them in there. Obviously, get the pastor's approval before you do that. But you know, that was something we've been wanting to do for a long time. We really hope it grows, and we hope a lot of people. We want good churches on there. I know there's some church finders, and you go there and you're like, "What's this Catholic church doing on there?" It's weird.
Sure.
So, anyways, I'm not gonna impugn anybody. We're gonna let that go. All right, guys, we love you. We gotta run. It's been a long day, but we're super thankful for you. Hey, keep coming in the app. We got over 600 people in there now. Blew my mind when I saw it the other day. So say hi, keep tagging us. I appreciate when you guys tag us. It makes it easier for us to interact with your material. So, all right, guys, we'll, Lord willing, we'll talk to you next week.